Yes, sir. You tell me, and that's you take the you hit a what do you hit with it?
Well, the little old juice harp, it's got a little, it's just kind of a little round thing you hold to, and it's got a trigger in it, and you just put it in your mouth, and the way you make a sound with it in a tune is the same way you'd sing a whistle. You know, you have to imagine you're whistling or singing your tune, and hitting at it all at the same time, and that you change it by your voice, you change the sound of that music. It makes music all right. The juice harp makes music, but the French harp, it's got the notes already in it. You know. You just on one end of his course and the other end's fine. And Papa was a good French harp player. He could play a French harp. You know, they dance by French harps, and just you still hear people playing French harps now a whole lot, you know, over television.
Did they ever call us French harps anything else?
No, not that I know of.
Well, you know, you were telling me a minute ago about pouring the molasses down the bottles or the jugs or whatever.
Yeah.
What did you put in a bottle or something like that to stop it up? Keep from, you know, turning over. If you turn it over, you know, what did you put in the top of the bottle?
Oh, you put, they have these cork stoppers that you put in there, and you push them right down. They usually push them, of course, if you're going to keep the syrup for some time. If you weren't going to keep it for a long time, you could just stick the cork stopper in there, just enough to stop it up to where it wouldn't pour out. But if you wanted to keep it a long time, you pushed it down a little bit below the level, and they'd taken a substance that they put on top there, some sealer, and sealed it. And then it'd just keep then for years, you know. Put something you put on top of it to seal it. Sealing wax that you put on top of that, you see.
And that would keep it?
That'd keep it.
Did you have any other ways of stopping things?
Well, of course, as I told you, we put it in those buckets, you know, and we had sealers for those buckets. And then if you're just going to, we used to just take old corn cobs and put in to stop them. You know, just anything to stop them. Just
did you
keep
call
pouring.
That a stopper or a cork?
And then, yeah, call it stopper, corn cob stopper, and that other kind of stopper too, that the cork stopper. And then we had, of course, we finally got to where we'd use these screw tops on them, you know, to seal them. You can seal them pretty good to those screw tops. But when we first went to putting up that service, we didn't have any more screw tops. I didn't use them. I don't know if we had them or not. Anyway, we didn't use them, not for putting syrup up.
Well, what about the, you know, you were telling me the other day about your wife, you know, taking the clothes out there and washing them
yeah.
in the wash pot.
Mm-hmm.
What would she carry them out there in?
Well, she'd carry them down there. You'd just spread a sheet out and put dirty clothes in the sheet and tie the sheet up to where you'd have a handhold on it, you know, and carry them in the sheet. That's usually the way she carried them.
Does she ever have like a basket or something?
Yeah. Basket? No, because it's too unhandy to carry. You know, if you're walking and carrying it, it's too unhandy to carry. You see, a basket is. Of course, if you're gonna carry them in a vehicle, that's fine and dandy. You know, if you've got a wagon or a truck or a car or something like that, but you don't want them in no basket if you're gonna pack them around, because you just got that extra weight of that basket too. You know, and everything, and you just wouldn't want them in no basket.
Did you ever have one of those little things with one wheel on the front and two handles that you might push them out?
Yeah, there? I've had the wheelbar. Yeah, well, I've had that, but. We've used them some.
What would you use that for?
Oh, it's mighty good to bring wood into the house with. I bring wood to the house. A lot of times it has the wood pile way out from the house, you know, and it's good when you used to go out and want to bring stuff to the house from the car or the garage or anything like that. A wheelbarrow is a handy thing. I don't know why I never did use them no more than I did, but I never did use them much. But they're good. I have used them some.
Well, you know, you were telling me about the wagons before. When you have a wagon and you have like two horses, what's that wooden piece that goes out between them?
That's the tongue.
That's the tongue.
That's the tongue, the thing that goes between them, and you put the single tree in, double trees on.
But on a Surrey, you have, what do you call the things that go out in front of a Surrey?
Well, it'd be, on a Surrey, it'd be the same thing. It'd be a tongue to a Surrey. If it's a two-horse Surrey, I'm sure it'd be just the same thing.
But a one-horse Surrey?
One horse would be the shaves. A buggy's got shaves. They call them shaves. It's the horse just fits right in between them, you know. That is, it fits right over the horse. You just